have a place
outside. We didn't do much for the cow. Never, as I remember of it, she wasn't taken. We didn't, this area down here don't have normally too bad of winters. And we had a, I don't think as I remember fixing much for them.
Where did they stay most of the time?
In the pasture, just grazing and have a.
Brought them in to milk, where would you keep them?
Well, you just have a place close by that I don't remember of any.
Special.
I remember as a kid out in the hills having a place to keep milk where we had refrigeration, a spring house, and I guess I had that everywhere. A cool place and around a lot of time you where water was and out in the hills a lot of time we'd have those springs and I remember it was I don't remember things right now. It's a hill, Duck Hill I guess is named from a big hill there. I was about 8 years old when we left from there. And I stayed down the delta till pretty good size before I went back. And that hill had shrunk to 1/3 of its size. I don't see how in the world, so I know I get things awful mixed up, cause that hill always pointed out to but seeing things through a child's eye, you know?
You were about 2/3 higher than
that guy. I just don't see how it went down. I know that hill was 3 times bigger than it is.
That's what makes childhood so wonderful.
That's great, right.
How about the hogs? Did you have hogs on the farm?
Yes.
How did you keep them?
That was the same way. That was never too well. You just have a pen for them and let them. Of course, you kept them up and fixed a pen for them. Especially while your crops were growing. And after you gather them, you turn them out and let them forage for themselves until you got ready to fatten them. Then you pin them up, fatten them out, you know.
I see.
But and I remember kids around every, even in the small towns and towns inside of Greenwood, people kept the cows, kept the pigs in. I remember how awful some of those places smelled, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's probably healthier air pollution than we. I was wondering to go back to the cows for a moment. Did you refer to a place called a barnyard or the cow lot, or would that be a cow lot that you bring them up?
Well, yes, you. Now I don't remember too where we kept them. You have a special place, you just where it's clean, where you have a place where you keep your vessels and things, where you could wash your cow good, and their feed was kept handy with the rest of it, you know.
That would be known as a lot?
Yes.
Almost called a lot.
But most of the time they were kept in a separate place, where especially if you had with the mules, you know.
Mules, I guess, are pretty mean. Could be mean, is that right?
Mules? No, you could tell by the man as how he was pretty well. You know, niggers especially, I keep referring to them because they're the one handling most. But they'd bring him in, they'd take the bridle off, and they'd wrap him, they'd run him in the barn when he does, and that mule, about the second time he does, he gets away, it's hard to take a bridle off. And you could tell so many things about the way he's treated by the way the mule acted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He'd tell off on him pretty quick.
He
would react to it right now. Yeah.
How about chickens? Did you keep chickens?
Yes, we are.